About a week ago, 20-year-old Travis Broyles woke up in his house in Atlanta to a voicemail.
I had a voicemail from my mom telling me that my license had been suspended for failure to pay a speeding ticket. I opened my email and I had all these overdraft alerts from my bank, and I just kind of hung my head and said, you know what, I'm not leaving bed until I do something about this.
Now, a lot can actually be done from bed. Travis was between jobs. He's a copywriter.
So I rolled over, I picked up my computer, and I typed up this ad in probably about an hour and a half.
It was an ad Travis wrote for Craigslist. He posted it on the site's services offered page. Here's how it starts.
My name is Travis Broyles, and I will do whatever you want me to do for less money than whoever you're paying to do it now. Below is a list of just some of the things I can do. I do want to stress that I do anything. So email me if your requested service is not listed here.
So you are willing to do anything?
Anything legal and also anything that makes people happy. I didn't want to hurt anybody for the enjoyment of someone else. I've gotten a lot of emails that are, can you please punch this person in the face for me? And I'm not on board with that.
Because you're willing to talk about doing anything, but you've put some examples down of things that you might do for $5 or $10 or $100 or $100,000. Can you tell us about some of those things?
Well, sure. I offered to sing Bare Naked Ladies 1 week from memory to the best of my ability.
Hmm.
That's $5.
$5, okay.
I will also draw your face on a balloon. Originally, I put that I would write theme songs for people, but the response was insane.
And so you've just been inundated with requests all from all over the country, all over the world, right?
Absolutely. I've gotten emails from Australia and Germany.
Can we hear one of those theme songs? And before we hear it, can you just describe it briefly?
Yeah. So this is a theme song I wrote for a man named Adam Link.
And where's he from?
He did not tell me.
Adam Link, I think you're amazing. Adam, I think you're great.
Now, for the sake of time, we're going to skip ahead here and say that Adam Link told Travis that he had a certain nickname that apparently we're not allowed to say on the radio. So Travis suggested another nickname.
You are now Granddaddy Lasers. You are now Granddaddy Lasers.
So Travis, you are a talented guy. You are, I think maybe this could be your profession.
Doing anything?
No,
I'm so.
Writing theme songs. you have some big ticket items here. Let's start with $100 ticket items. You are willing to tell people's kids, which one is actually the favorite and what the others could do to improve their standings. For $1,000, you will build a cardboard car and make vroom vroom sounds while you drive it. For $100,000, you will yell the name of that person every time you wake up for the rest of your life. The first thing you will do is yell their name. Any takers on any of those services?
No takers yet.
Now, Travis, this ad has been up for about a week now. Is that right?
About that, yeah.
How much money have you made so far?
I've made $300 so far.
That's not bad.
No, for a week, it's perfect, and it's been doing something that I really enjoy doing, which is anything.
I understand that somebody solicited something very special from you for Monday, which is a very special day, of course. What will you be on Monday?
I got $19.66 to be a Valentine for the woman who I will be texting and emailing and kind of letting know that she's my one and only.
Have you, throughout the week, heard from any members of Congress or received any photos?
No members of Congress yet.
No, not one.
Fingers
okay.
crossed.
That's Travis Broyles. He spoke to us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. His full ad is at our website, npr.org. And after we spoke with him, we asked Travis to write me a theme song at his going rate of $10. And here's what he sent us. Now, we listened to it for just a little longer than this before we realized it has no lyrics. And we'll let that speak for itself. The full version will be in our podcast this week. Find it by searching for Weekends on All Things Considered in iTunes.